But we're talking about Daniel Agger, because 44% if you wanted to.
It's madness.
A strangely divisive player. Talented, undoubtedly, maybe overrated. Don't know. Neil.
I'm the worst person to come to. I'm a huge Agger skeptic, and a lot of it's harsh because I think his biggest issue was his own body. And I think that therefore sort of colours everything else. I think he has one truly great season in a Liverpool shirt, which is 06-07. When we get to the Champions League final, he scores the goal in the semi-final against Chelsea. And, you know, that season he gets 43 appearances, all comps, and he's the business, to be honest with you. He comes in, he plays centre-half next to Carragher, he forces Hippier out of that side. It's pre the arrival of Skrtel, or certainly in any... So I think Skrtel might come in around that sort of time. I think he might come in that January, but Skrtel's not coming in to take Agger's place there. And then, if anything, Skrtel might be getting lined up to take Carragher's place, and it never quite happens. And one of the reasons why it never quite happens is that the following season he only plays 6 games for Liverpool in all comps. And then from there, you know, he plays a part in 08-09. You forget he plays a part in 13-14. It's a mad Liverpool career when you go all the way through it. You know, he actually gets 08-09, he gets 26 appearances, all comps. He plays more league games in 13-14 than he did in 08-09. How did that happen? Doesn't that feel like an accident of time? So, you know, but all the way through that, people were constantly calling for him to play, because there was both Daniel Agger, there was the reality of Daniel Agger's level, there was then this thing that people imposed upon him as a footballer who was better than that again. Because his actual ceiling, he was potentially a really good centre-back. Then there was the idea that he was some sort of absolute Rolls-Royce, unbelievable footballer. The player that Van Dijk now is, frankly, is what people thought Agger was, and he was never quite that good, I think. Then there's where he actually was at his best. And then there was the reality of the fact that his back was absolutely doing him in. And everyone had the idea that if we can just get Agger in. And then it was the idea that managers weren't picking him right or using him right when they were picking him. And then, you know, now we know because of what Agger said subsequently. He was having to go to them afterwards and talk about the agony he was in post-games, that he couldn't go game to game, that you've got, you know, the way English football works, or all football works. And he has it. So, yeah, he seems like a nice fella who really loved Liverpool, who loved the city, who loved playing for Liverpool, but he was never anywhere near as good, even at his best, and we only ever really saw his best in flashes.